91X News.
It's 19 degrees and overcast. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. Quinte Secondary School will once again team up with Quinte Home Builders Association to build a new house in Belleville. This will be the seventh consecutive year for the Structures Construction Program at Quinte Secondary. The program allows students to work alongside skilled trades workers building a three-bedroom home. Carrie Donnell is a communications officer for the Hastings Prince Edward School Board.
It's such a tremendous opportunity for students to get real-world experience at constructing a house.
The students will work on the house from now until late January. Team White Balance stole the show last night at Loyalist College's second annual 48-hour film festival. They were given 48 hours to complete their movie, The Ladling. The spoof horror film about a killer with a ladle and a pumpkin mask won over the crowd. Third-year television and new media student and Team White Balance crew member Liam O'Neill learned a lot from the experience.
I learned that doing a video festival that you're really not interested in will probably win you $100 at some point. It's awesome.
Each member of the winning team received $100 for the victory, a combination of audience voting and YouTube views determined the winner. An event intended to bring exposure to the sexual violence in the lives of women is set for tonight. Take Back the Night is put on by the Sexual Assault Center for Quinte of Quinte, Quinte Healthcare, and Three Oaks. Tonight's program will include stories from three local women who will share their experiences, as well as March where women and children are encouraged to join. It happens in Belleville's Market Square tonight at 6 p.m. Elise Hilleman for Sexual Assault Center for Quinte and District explains the event.
By the time we get to the part where the actual march, people are usually pretty charged up at that point because it's a chance for us to march and to holler and to do our chants. And right on the street, downtown Belleville, and I know that it kind of ties up traffic for a little bit, but it's usually very, very well received, and we usually get a lot of support.
The conservative government has a setback in limiting what a military watchdog puts in its final report on the handling of Afghan prisoners. Murray Brewster has more.
A federal court has dismissed an application that would have, among other things, stricken the testimony of diplomat whistleblower Richard Colvin and blocked thousands of pages of documents from being used by the Military Police Complaints Commission. The agency held public hearings into the question of whether military cops in Kandahar knew or should have known about alleged prison abuse. Justice Department lawyers argued the commission had no authority to call witnesses such as Colvin, who said he had repeatedly warned about possible abuse. In dismissing the court challenge, the justice said the government had no basis to speculate on what will be in the commission's final report. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's 91X News to 302. Here's Miller Reynolds with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X Sports. In Junior A, Whitby and Kingston play at 7 p.m. tonight. Burlington and Brampton play at 7:30, and Amherst View visits Picton, also at 7:30, in Empire B. In OHL hockey, the Belleville Bulls are traveling to Peterborough tonight to take on the Petes at 7:05. Other games include Kingston against Brampton at 7, Mississauga in Niagara also at 7 o'clock, Saginaw at Windsor at 7:05, and Owen Sound in Barrie at 7:30. Tonight there are 8 games in the NHL. Canadian teams playing are Ottawa against Boston at 7, Montreal welcomes Tampa Bay at 7:30, Calgary is hosting Phoenix at 9, and Vancouver is in San Jose at 10:30. The Washington Capitals have signed forward Jason Chimera to a 2-year contract extension worth $3.5 million. The 32-year-old had 10 goals and 16 assists in 81 games with Washington last year. He also added 2 game-winning goals in the Capitals' first-round playoff series against the New York Rangers. The Toronto Blue Jays played their final game of 2011, scoring 2 runs in the top of the 9th on bases-loaded walks in a 3-2 win over the White Sox. Toronto finished the year with 81 wins and 81 losses. Meanwhile, the Florida Marlins surprised no one by naming Ozzie Guillen as their new manager. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X Weather.
This afternoon we'll have a mix of sun and cloud and a low of 15 degrees. 40% chance of showers later in the afternoon with a risk of a thunderstorm and a high of 19 degrees. Friday morning there'll be scattered showers and a low of 15 degrees. Currently it's 19 degrees. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.